Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy kingdom come. May thy will be done here, now, take in a long, slow, deep breath in through your nose and then out through your mouth. As you breathe in, just allow the oxygen to fill your lungs and filter throughout your entire body. And as you picture that, just thank God for the gift of oxygen. Thank him for the gift of life. The gift of energy to accomplish his tasks. The energy to interact with his people. The energy to be on mission for his kingdom. And the energy to just engage with him, to abide in him. God, we thank you for giving us the gift of your Spirit. Spirit, we ask that you would lead us into all truth, that you would enlighten our minds to engage with the Scriptures. Help us to abide in you over these next few moments. The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You, Lord, hold my lot. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Indeed, I have a beautiful inheritance. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. God, thank you for initiating life for us. Lord, thank you for the gifts that you continually pour out to your children. The author of Hebrews, chapter 7, writes this: Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, met Abraham and blessed him. continue to breathe in slowly, just imagine, if you can, God moving toward you first with blessing, with gifts, with grace, with life, with hope, with joy. Imagine him approaching you, his hand stretched out, bringing gifts to you before you did anything good, anything worthy of praise or honor, anything right or trustworthy. Spirit of God, would you help us to explore that reality of you moving toward us first? The reality of you moving toward us first with gifts of grace and kindness, compassion and love. Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, met Abraham and blessed him. And to him, in response, Abraham apportioned a tenth part of everything. He is first, by translation of his name, King of Righteousness. And then he is also King of Salem, that is, King of Salem. Of peace. The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You, Lord, hold my lot. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Indeed, I have a beautiful inheritance. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. The author of Hebrews continues, just think how great Melchizedek was. Even the patriarch Abraham gave him a tenth of the spoils of war. Now, the law requires the descendants of Levi, who became priests, to collect a tenth from the people, that is, from their fellow Israelites, even though they also are descendants of Abraham. This man, Melchizedek, however, did not trace his descendants from Levi, yet he collected a tenth from Abraham and blessed him who had the promises. And without a doubt, the lesser is blessed by the greater. In this one case, the tenth is collected by people who die, but in the other case, by him who is declared to be living. One might even say that Levi, who collects the tenth, paid the tenth through Abraham, because when Melchizedek met Abraham, Levi was still in the body of his ancestor. The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You, Lord, hold my lot. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Indeed, I have a beautiful inheritance. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Imagine God once again moving toward you with grace and generosity, bringing the fullness of joy your heart longs to experience. Satisfying your deepest desires. Quenching your deepest thirst. Just ask in your heart, Spirit of God, how would you have me respond? Lord, if Abraham responded to the gifts and blessing from Melchizedek by giving a tenth of all he had, and what might it look like for us in response to Jesus giving us his very life? What might it look for us to respond? As we consider our time, our calendar, God, what might you have us do with the resource of time? Lord, as we consider our talent, our gifts, our personality, the things that you wired in us. What sort of response makes sense to the fullness of joy that you bring to us first? Lord, as we consider our treasure, as we think about the money that you have given us to steward, what does a proper, logical response look like in light of your immeasurable gifts? Lord, as we think about our time, our talent, and our treasure, is there any aspect of us that begins to cling to those things as our own? God, would you help us to feel what might raise up in us to say mine? Would you help us to refix our attention on Jesus? You giving yourself to us fully. Would you help us to think about our inheritance that is the fullness of joy in your presence? Pleasures forevermore, life abundant. God, how would you move our heart right now toward gratitude? How might you move our bodies to respond tangibly to your gifts, your boundless gifts of grace? What might that look like today? God, we ask that you would set us free to give freely. God, whatever chains are on our hearts, keeping us enslaved to our grip on our time, our talent, or our treasures, would you set us free? Set us free to love, to give, to be generous, to be present, and to reflect our Father, Son, and Spirit, God, who is abundantly generous. Lord, we need you. So we ask these things in the beautiful name of Jesus. Amen.